We are entering into a week that we call Holy Week. In Greek, we say Megali Evdomada. It says it is the Great Week. So it is also a Holy Week. But we begin as Jesus began the week coming into Jerusalem. It says he rode on a donkey's colt. Not in glory of a great king or victor, but on a colt in great humility. Our Lord, 3 years before, began his ministry. If you remember, John the Baptist proclaimed of him, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And what does that mean, the Lamb of God? Have you ever thought of that, the Lamb of God? It was the Lamb that was the sacrificial Lamb. So John the Baptist, who was a prophet, said, proclaim that Jesus was the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God that was to be sacrificed for the sins of the world, for the sins of the people, for the sins of those who accept him. The Lamb of God. And as the people were going to Jerusalem, the many, many people, and they were going for the great Passover. But the Passover was a time when the Jews from all of the diaspora would go and offer sacrifice. Okay, this was the time that they would go on their pilgrimage. So as those people from the diaspora was coming in and hearing of this great news that Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead, it says they wanted to see what was going on. And they gathered around the entry, and as Jesus and his disciples came in, remember, the others came in to sacrifice. Jesus came in as well to sacrifice. Now others may have brought with them goats or sheep or lambs that they had brought from their own flock. And others would go and they would purchase those lambs at the temple. But our Lord has come in bringing himself. Himself, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Lamb of God. He came in knowing that he was to be sacrificed. He came in knowing that he was the sacrificial lamb. And he did it willingly. He did it for us and for the love that he had for us. And the love that God has for us, the Father has for us. Our Lord came to his sacrifice and to his passion willingly. He was the Lamb of God who willingly gave himself up for us. Now on that day, when he went into Jerusalem, we're told that many people had branches and palm trees and leaves, and they would put their coats down so that he would walk over them. This is a reception for a king or a great dignitary. And the people were very joyous and very jubilant. And they were singing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And then, what happens? You know, it's like a parade. What happens when the parade is over? Is everybody goes home. And they leave all their trash and their garbage and everything on the road. And many people that went and stood and were singing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And many of those people who were singing and chanting Hosanna. Says these people threw their branches down and they went home. It was over. It was a one-time event for many people. They came to see the excitement. They came to see and be entertained. And they left. And they were not touched or moved by this event. You know, sometimes I see people come on Palm Sunday, and I feel sometimes that maybe the same thing is happening. They come for this one-time event. They wave the palms, they put them down, and then they go home. And they forget the whole thing that happened. They forget about the lamb. They forget about the sacrifice. They're no longer interested because they're no longer entertained. There's no longer the palms. There's no longer everybody shouting. But the entry into Jerusalem of our Lord should be our entry also into the faith. And as our Lord went into Jerusalem to sacrifice and be sacrificed, we should be sacrificing ourselves and giving ourselves to go into Jerusalem with him and to bear his passion with him. My friends, being a Christian is not easy. Jesus told us that. He said that a servant is not greater than his master. All the things that I have suffered, you will suffer as well. He told that directly to his disciples. But we should also remember that being a Christian is a difficult thing. And sometimes it can be very, very difficult. When our Lord says, love your enemies, how much more difficult of a thing is that? When the Lord tells us and gives us instruction, sometimes it's very difficult. We think sometimes that if we make our lives difficult with fasting and with ritual, that this will compensate. But it won't. Life is difficult. Life as a Christian is even more difficult. So as Jesus went in to Jerusalem, knowing that he would be bearing his cross, each Christian should be knowingly and willingly giving themselves up to God, knowing that we will bear a cross for that. I'm overjoyed to see so many of you here today. And always Palm Sunday is probably one of the best attended Sundays. And I would like to invite you to attend more often. You've already made the commitment to come. You've already entered Jerusalem. Now stay with the Lord. Stay with the church. Stay with those who celebrate. And don't just celebrate one Sunday. Celebrate every Sunday. Come in and join in with the hymns. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is not a one-time event. It is an ongoing event. And I invite all of you to come and enjoy and be blessed by this event.